Hey guys, welcome to the Tanner Gary Podcast, and we are excited that you have decided to join us on this episode. Listen, this is our first for real episode, and we are glad that you have kind of just tuned in to us today. By the end of this, we really hope that when we're done, your life will be so much better on the for real. You can go share it with someone and just kind of apply it to your own life. All right. This episode is brought to you by Absolute Graphics Design Firm. If you need a graphic designer, if you need something, anything graphic, they will take care of you there at Absolute Graphics. So look them up. We'll give you the website and how to get in contact with them here real soon. And I guarantee you, they will do you right. All right. So today we are excited, man. We're going to dive into this discussion about distractions. Sometimes we get this great push to get things done and stay focused on what it is that we're supposed to be doing. But right in the middle, I don't know if you've been there, but right in the middle, there's always something or someone that kind of comes along and takes our attention away. And before you know it, we've wasted time. We've started on something else that has no purpose. Wow. So just kind of chill, sit back, hang out with me, and we will be right back. Stay tuned.
Absolute Graphics designers are highly experienced, knowledgeable, and skilled. Just give a concept and what your company or organization is about, and we will give you a design that best fits your needs and says who you are. Our designers are solution-oriented. They consider the target audience's expectations in connecting the marketing communication strategy to a tangible result. And remember, it's all about results. Whether it's a logo design, flyer, e-blast, CD cover layout, or website, our team of designers is capable of taking your business to the next level. Visit our website at absolutegraphics.org or call us at 501-416-3965 today.
So we're back to the Tanner Gary Podcast, and again, thank you for joining us today. We stated before, our topic for the day, or for this episode, is distractions. I don't know if you've ever been in a place to where you've started something and something else came and just kind of grabbed your attention, and you find yourself doing something totally different than what you were supposed to be doing. Well, we're going to talk about it today and give you some keys or some ways to overcome the distractions. Now, let me tell you this. I want to be honest with you. I want to be upfront with you. I deal with these distractions, but I'm overcoming them. And these are the things that I find that will take care of those and knock those distractions out and keep your mind focused. All right. So we're going to have some fun and dive into this. So looked it up. I like to see what words mean. Distractions, looked it up in the dictionary, and it says this. First definition is a thing that prevents someone from giving full attention to something else. I'm going to read that again. A thing that prevents someone from giving full attention to something else. The second definition is this: extreme agitation of the mind or emotions. Wow, that's crazy. So, got a story for you. And I'm a church boy, so I like to, you know, kind of go back to the Bible and and bump everything against the Bible and what the Bible says. So here we go. There's a story in the Bible. It's around Matthew chapter 14, verse 22 through 32. It's a story where Jesus and the disciples had just finished feeding the multitude with, I like to call it a two-piece fish dinner. Two pieces of fish and five loaves of bread. You all know the story about that. But they had just finished doing that. And he told the disciples to get into the boat. The Bible says he constrained them to get into the ship. So he kind of said, okay, listen, this is what we're going to do. We're getting into this boat because there's something on the other side that we got to do. Okay. So he sent them guys away, sent these dudes away on this boat, right? So they were in the middle of the ship. Now, he went to the mountain to pray. All right. So they were kind of on their own at this particular point in time. All right. So here they are in a ship, and the evening comes, and then the Bible says it was kind of like about 3 o'clock in the morning. So it was dark, I'm sure, and there's a lot of stuff going on. So I don't know if you've been on a boat. It's kind of still sometimes, but then you hear this big wind come, but here comes a storm. Wow. So this storm comes in and begins to knock against the boat, and the wind is real heavy, real deep. Waves is bumping all over everywhere, and they get scared. All right. So then here comes Jesus walking on the water. Now, I don't know if nowadays, if we saw somebody walking on the water, it would probably scare the messes. Scare you half to death. And I could just kind of imagine these disciples in this boat, and then they see this, whatever this is, on the water, walking on the water towards them. So they started to cry out in fear that it was a spirit. And I think some of us would probably do the same thing and begin to cry out and you know, mom, you know, whatever you do when you cried and you get scared. But they started to cry out, but here comes Jesus walking on the water, and he said, listen, y'all chill out, man. It's me. Don't you be afraid. You ain't got to be afraid. It's me. And then Peter, this dude Peter, he just says, look, he said, hey, you say you Jesus, but listen, we out here on this water, and it's dark, and it's raining, and it's water everywhere. If it's you, let me come out there on that water. Let me walk on the water just like you. And Jesus said, well, dude, come on. Come on out here. I'm paraphrasing, but this is my story, my version. Let me do my version. So here comes Peter. He stepped out the boat. Now, he was the only one that kind of did this because, you know, he was Peter. Carried a knife, you know, cut the man's ear off, fighter. The whole bit. So here comes Peter. I ain't never scared. So he comes out, he starts walking on the water, right? So by the time he gets out on the water and he starts stepping, he's looking and he's like, man, I'm doing it. And then all of a sudden he looks down, gets distracted. Then he begins to sink. And at the time he begins to sink, Jesus began to stretch his hand out and pick him up, and they both get on the boat. And then he asked him a question. He said, man, your faith is small. Where did you doubt? So they got back in the ship and went to the other side to do what they had to do. So if we look at this thing called distractions, first thing we need to realize is that our distractions will cause us to plunge or to sink because of a lack of focus. All right. If you look at distractions, it will start to cause doubt sometimes. You know, I'm distracted with this over here, and well, maybe I can't do it. Maybe this, maybe that, you know, whatever. But it starts to take your focus off what it is that you're supposed to do. I know sometimes I used to, when I'm working or whatever, and phone rings or email comes through, you get a notification from Facebook, and then all of a sudden you pick up your phone. And the next thing you do is what? You start scrolling, or you look at emails, and it just kind of takes your attention. And even with this social media age, then now we have to see, okay, I got a notification, so let me see what else is going on. Boom, 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 boom. You start to scrolling down. Next thing you know, it's 30 minutes later. You haven't done what you're supposed to be doing. So your distractions will cause a lack of focus. Now, this point, and I stole it from my wife, but she said this, and it was so powerful. She said this: distraction is hired by the enemy to steal your time. Wow. I'm going to say that again. Distraction is hired by the enemy to steal your time. Time is so valuable to us right now, because it's like one day you're here and the next day you're gone. Not even the next day. Sometimes the same day you can be gone. So time is very valuable, and we don't have it to waste. And we cannot let distractions take our focus off of what it is that, first of all, God is telling us to do. God has shown us to do, and what he's put inside of us to do. And then here comes this, whatever it is, to kind of take our focus or take our attention off of what that purpose is. So we got to be mindful of that. We got to be mindful of what's stealing your attention. What's stealing your time? Are you using your time wisely? See, we got to look at that. So Mark chapter 4, verse 19 says this. It says, "But all too quickly the message is crowded out by the worries of this life, the lure of wealth, and the desire for other things. So no fruit is produced." Oh, man. So you mean to tell me that my distractions, or the distractions that come through, can deter me from producing what I'm supposed to be producing, or the fruit that I'm supposed to be producing? Yeah. We got seed in us, so we have to produce fruit. All right. So in the natural world, fruit is the result of healthy plants producing what it was designed to produce. In the Bible, the word fruit is often used to describe a person's outward actions that result from the condition of your heart. Wow. So when I hear that scripture, the message is crowded out by the worries of this life and so on and so forth, and the fruit is not produced, then I think of weeds. Y'all know we hate weeds. So what is a weed? I like to see what words mean. A weed is simply a plant growing where it is not wanted and in competition with cultivated plants. Ooh. So for example, if you intend to grow strawberries, you don't want other plants or weeds taking over your patch, getting in the way of those strawberries growing up. So when we look at that, when we kind of put weeds and distractions together, there's kind of the same thing in my mind. When we liken distractions to weeds, in that they reduce crop yield by competing for water, light, soil, nutrients, and space. Isn't that just like a distraction? It causes you not to produce, and it takes away your water or your light or the nutrients in the space. It takes away the space. I like that. It takes the distraction will take away the space that what your purpose was intended for. Okay. So some produce chemical substances. Now these are weeds now. Some produce chemical substances which are toxic to crop plants. Wow. So you're saying distractions can be toxic. Yeah, distractions can be toxic. All right. So remember this. Distractions will always cause you to be unproductive. We're going to take a break and we're going to get right back into it. Y'all stay tuned.
Absolute Graphics designers are highly experienced, knowledgeable, and skilled. Just give a concept and what your company or organization is about, and we will give you a design that best fits your needs and says who you are. Our designers are solution-oriented. They consider the target audience's expectations in connecting the marketing communication strategy to a tangible result. And remember, it's all about results. Whether it's a logo design, flyer, e-blast, CD cover layout, or website, our team of designers is capable of taking your business to the next level. Visit our website at absolutegraphics.org or call us at 501-416-3965 today.
So we are back. Thanks for hanging out with us. So just kind of briefly touching back, we said distractions will cause us to plunge or sink because of a lack of focus. And then we also kind of stated that distractions are hired by the enemy to steal your time. And we kind of, you know, compared distractions to weeds that grow in crops or gardens or wherever you grow fruit or grow plants or whatever. So then we also said that distractions will cause us to be unproductive. So what is a fruit? Or what is fruit? And the short definition of fruit is its result or gain, or generally it's vegetation. Or you can do fruit maybe being an action or a result or a profit or gain. So if we have seed, then we are at a profit, we are to gain, we are to have results in whatever we do. And that's the product of our seed, or that's the fruit that we need to produce. So there's a couple of things that we need to discuss or talk about as it relates to distractions and weeds and things we need to pay attention to. Now, here's the deal. The first rule, the number one rule with weeds is never let the weeds set seed. Say that again. Never let them set seed. Now, weeds have seeds. Oh, weeds have seeds. Okay. There are some varieties that produce tens of thousands of seeds from a single plant, multiplying your weed control problems for years to come. Ooh-wee. So if we are comparing weeds to distractions, there are some distractions that will plant a seed in you that will produce something that is not supposed to be produced in you. Wow. Ain't that something? And it will also cause those seeds or those weeds to grow for years to come just because of one distraction. Ah, and they can take root. I guarantee you they can take root. And you never want a root of weeds or a root of distraction to take root inside of you. Wow. Isn't that powerful? So the next rule is this. You have to be able to establish a perimeter. In weeds or in planting, you got to pay attention to the areas around your flower bed or your garden, your natural area, or wherever it is, because weeds, again, will take root. So mulching an area or mowing it or pulling up or digging in the weeds as they emerge will help you reduce the number of new weed seeds in the area you want to protect. All right? So green, that's just a green thumb thing. But if we are comparing weeds to distractions again, guess what? We got to set a perimeter around our hearts, around our minds, so those weeds will not take root. So how do we do that? We do that with the Word of God. We set a perimeter with the Word around our hearts. The Bible says, guard your hearts. Guard your hearts. So we're setting a perimeter every time we get in that Word, every time we lock it in, every time we sow a seed of the Word in our hearts. We're setting a perimeter around our minds. We're setting a perimeter around our hearts, around our souls. So there will be no distractions that will take root in our lives. Y'all got it? This is good. This is good. This is good. This is good. Now, the last thing is this. We must want the promises of God or what we are to produce more than what the distraction is offering. Ah, isn't that something? Now, mind you, we talked about the story of Jesus and the Peter walking on the water, but guess what? We always concentrate on that part, which is fine. But guess what? They had a mission. They had to get across this sea to get to the other side because there was purpose, there was ministry on the other side. So we cannot allow distractions to cause us to be unfocused, to be unproductive, because we have a mission. We have purpose. There's the other side. Let me say this. The other side is waiting on you. All right. James 4:7, it says, so submit to God, but resist the devil and he will flee from you. We got to do it. We got to do it. We got to get rid of distractions. We got to, when something comes up, you got to be able to tell yourself, I want this more than what it is you're offering. I want this more than what you got going on. I want this more than what's going on in my Facebook. Let me finish this. Let me finish this task. Then I can get to whatever it is that is trying to pull me away. But let me finish. I got a mission first. We got to understand that. So as we recap, distractions will cause you to plunge or sink because of a lack of focus. And then we also said that distractions are hired by the enemy to steal your time. Then distractions will cause you to be unproductive. Y'all, we got fruit to produce. We got purpose to meet. All right. So then lastly, we must want our purpose to be fulfilled more than what the distraction is offering. All right. Again, the other side is waiting on you. All right. Jesus told them to get in the boat because the other side was waiting. All right. Hey, I've enjoyed myself. This is one in the books. All right. Remember, you got purpose. Don't let the distractions take you away from that purpose. All right. Y'all, we out. We don't want to leave without allowing you to be able to get with us, connect with us. You can connect with us on Facebook, Tanner Gary, on Instagram and Twitter, I am Tanner Gary 2, and visit our website, iamtannergary.com. All right. So until the next time, we out. Be breathing.